Please welcome Kirk Henning.
I called my dad on Sunday for Father's Day. He's 94. And asked him how he was doing. He's using a walker now. He doesn't like that too much. He's very sharp. He's all there. I've talked a lot about music in my life and how my dad taught me how to play trumpet. My dad's no angel, but there was always music in his life. I'm no angel either. There's always been music in my life. The legacy of music in our family, my grandfather was a professional trumpet player, as I mentioned before. He was in the Navy band, played under John Philip Sousa at one time, and then was a professional trumpet player in theaters in Chicago during the silent movies. Before talkies, there would be a pit orchestra, and they would play for the silent movies. And my grandfather taught my father how to play trumpet. And so the types of music my grandfather played were marches and then 1920s style silent movie type of pieces. My father grew up in the 50s, or was in the Navy in the 40s and 50s, the era of swing, Frank Sinatra, and so he put down the trumpet and took up saxophone, taught himself how to play saxophone, and formed a dance band in high school, and all throughout my childhood, he always was in some sort of a combo, a dance band, playing a lot of the old Great American Songbook, as they call it. His first career after the Navy was as a LAPD police officer, and he was the drum major in the marching band. The LAPD at that time actually had a marching band as a PR type of outfit. And then they would do concerts. And it was a great gig because he would go to schools, play assemblies for a couple hours, and then that was his shift as a police officer. And he did that probably for about 15 years or so. So music did definitely pay off for him then. And then after that, he became a teacher for the majority of the time that I was growing up with him. And so played in many weekends for dances in the dance combo that he was in. And passed on to me just a love of all kinds of music, but especially the big band music. He took me one time to see Stan Kenton, who was just a beloved band leader back in the 50s and 60s. Not a whole lot of people know about Stan Kenton, but he was a big time. And playing drums for the concert that he took me to very late in Stan Kenton's career was Louis Belson, who was Pearl Bailey's husband and who was on par with Buddy Rich as far as being a drummer. I was in marching band in high school, so that legacy was carried on. I became a drum major. I had the opportunity, one of the greatest things about being a drum major is you are also a conductor. You learn how to conduct. And if you want to listen to music in its purest form, you stand in front of a semicircle of about 100 musicians just playing right at you, and the vibrations that you feel are incredible. And on top of that, you're also in control of those vibrations somewhat. The volume and the pace, the tempo, it's quite an experience. But of course, I grew up in the 70s, and so my musical taste veered a little bit further from my father's. I listened to Tommy the Who and over and over again, Jesus Christ Superstar, and then all the rock and roll, Led Zeppelin, and all that, and was quite often told to turn the music down in my room. and continue to be a musician now. As a performer, storytelling performer for families, I play guitar and sing songs. I play trumpet in pit orchestras now, just like my grandfather did, and write songs and play songs and sing a lot. My dad continued playing in bands, in big bands, up through, he's 94 now, so last year was his last year playing in bands. And so on Sunday I asked him, "Dad, you know, are you bringing out your horn? Are you keeping your chops up? What's going on?" He said, "No, I put it in the case and haven't brought it out." Said, "You know, it's been about 80 years that I've been a musician, and I'm just done. It's too old. Too much of a hassle to set up these days. You know, it's not big hassle to set up to start to play, but I guess when you're 94, you can call anything a big hassle, and nobody's going to argue with you." And so I'll continue playing music, of course, until I just am ready to put the horn in the case, so to speak. But I just wanted to convey that that legacy of music that started with my grandfather and continued through my father, and he's put his horn away, and I'm still keeping mine up. So that's that.